are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And welcome to the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and May Adam. And joining me this morning is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. It's almost the 4th of July.
It is hard to believe that, yeah, it's 2 days away.
I know.
My goodness. Wow. But over in Fort Pierre, of course, there's a lot of fun events going on, but we want to talk about the water issue right now.
Yes, if I could, I'd like to talk about that first and get the serious stuff out of the way, and then mm-hmm. we'll have fun. But so we put out a couple of messages yesterday. One was different than the other, and so we apologize for that. The powers that be changed our minds. So the change is that West River Lyman Jones has moved up the permanent repair, we hope permanent repair, schedule. So we are now on every other day. So if your house number is odd, then you water on the odd days. And this applies to garden and lawn watering.
Okay.
And then if your house is even, you water on the even days. That will continue until midnight on July 4th, and then full restrictions will be back in place while they repair. Right now they have kind of a Band-Aid on it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to last, and then the water the full restrictions will be in place from midnight on July 4th until it's fixed, until further notice. So we hope that will not be more than 24 hours. 24 hours is about as long as we can go, and about as long as anyone can go who's on that line. You know, there are livestock whose lives are at stake if that line goes down for more than 24 hours. But what I wanted to tell the residents of Fort Pierre is how serious this is. We are not putting these restrictions on just for kicks and giggles. It is extremely important. And we came within 4% of having our reserve tank so low that we would have to have our water tested. EPA would require a daily test of our drinking water, and residents would be forced to boil their drinking water.
Oh, goodness.
So we do not want to get the tank to that level.
Right.
Ever. That would not be a good thing. It would not be good for any of us. So we are not restricting this so that we can, play games with our residents. This mm-hmm. is serious business. We need to have drinking water. And so if your lawns get a little brown, I'm sorry, my lawn is brown. If your car needs to be washed, I'm sorry. We need to have our drinking water. That comes first. So take whatever precautions you can at your home and your business to conserve water. And I am guessing that we will have restrictions on the every other day routine once we get this line fixed. It will be for the rest of the season because we're in a drought, folks, and we have to respond.
Right, and I mean, that reserve only lasts for so long if
people aren't
complying with the water restrictions.
Exactly. We have 1 million gallons of reserve. We have a 700,000 gallon tank and a 300,000 gallon tank. And we have both of those were full last night. They're probably not anymore.
Right.
And they have to be full before they shut the line down to repair it, because we can use 1 million gallons a day in Fort Pierre. And so we have to conserve. We just have to.
Yes. Please comply with those restrictions. And that's just going to benefit everybody.
It is. We all want our drinking water. And that's the most important thing. And it isn't just Fort Pierre. It's a big area. It's, it's Lower Brule, Fort Thompson, Kennebec. Lyman County was out of water. It's Murdo and Kadoka. It's a big area, so it's not just us.
Right. Let's help each other out, help our neighbors out, and do what we need to do. So there's the serious
there's
part.
There's the serious stuff. And I'll leave this for you in case you want to refer to
excellent, it absolutely.
Again and remind people.
And, of course, it is the Independence Day weekend, so that means
is.
All sorts of fun.
Like all sorts of fun. And
fireworks, rodeo, fireworks, parade.
Fireworks started. They went on sale on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to remind people of discharge hours because I did hear some fireworks going off at 1 o'clock, and that's not legal.
No.
Not legal, folks. And you could get a fine for that. So the hours of sale and discharge are from June 29th to July 2nd. That's today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The deadline, you can discharge from 9 a.m. to 10:30. 10:30 is when you stop tonight. July 3rd and 4th is 9 a.m. to midnight.
Okay.
And then keep in mind, no bottle rockets, less than 14 inches, and no sky lanterns. So those are the important things.
Mm-hmm.
And please pick up after yourself. Be a good neighbor.
Yes, absolutely. So please abide by those hours. I mean, have your fun in those hours. And also
exactly.
Keep in mind where you're letting the fireworks off to because of the dry conditions.
Because of the dry conditions. That's exactly right.
But just
that's exactly right. And there are places that are posted that the property owners have said no fireworks, and
right.
Please respect that. But, you know, enjoy your 4th of July with your family and friends. And the 4 on the 4th starts on the 4th. The registration starts at 7 at the Chalk Preschool on the corner of Deadwood and Main. And then the race will start at 8. It costs $25 for an adult to register. Kids 12 and under are free. And so you get a neat T-shirt. There are refreshments after the race. They changed the route this year because of the bridge construction.
Oh,
and they'll be running across the bridge. So that might be kind of fun.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So the new route this year. But show up for that. It hopefully will be still cool enough in the morning to run.
So. Yes. So a lot, you know, that's just the start of all the fun going
exactly.
on that day.
And let's get this parade committee in here to talk about the parade, shall we?
Yeah, you brought along some friends.
I did.
They're going to be talking about the parade, which we are proud to be part of. We're going to have the cruiser there. There's going to be a number of us walking and tossing candy.
Super. So, I was hoping the cruiser would be there.
We are looking forward to that.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's awesome. So the one thing I would say about the parade is that the parade marshal this year, which is an honor that the committee selects. We had about six people nominated, but it was kind of unanimous. It was Bob Ricketts' year, and so Bob Ricketts and his family will be the parade marshal this
year. Very nice. So a great choice.
Yes. We decided it's Bob Ricketts' year, so I think Tim said that. So I've got with me Darby Nutter and Tim Hughes, and they're ready to talk all about the parade.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You,
well, thank you, Mary, and welcome, Tim and Darby. Thanks for coming out this morning, bright and early.
Yeah.
And the parade, it's a great tradition. This is going to be my first time, so I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be all sorts of people involved in the parade. What are folks going to see in the parade this year?
We got a lot of people coming in. There usually is, and put on a good event all day long, rodeo, fireworks.
It's going to be a great time
in
Fort Pierre.
Yeah.
It's going to be busy, too.
And everything's pretty much on track like it was the last few years, except for we kind of changed where we enter onto Stanley Road. It'll be about another 100 yards to the west, and we'll cone it off for them so that they don't get stuck in that large ditch.
Yeah, we don't want anybody stuck in the ditch after the parade.
Not very muddy.
But lineup begins at what time for everybody that's going to be part of it?
We kind of tell them around 8 o'clock, but we usually start seeing them a little after 7, and I think we're going an hour earlier this year. Instead of 11, we're going at 10 this year.
Okay.
We've been 10 a few years.
Yeah, we know. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, 10 sharp, the parade gets underway, and it's going to be pretty big from what I hear.
I'm sure it is. There's a lot of entries already.
Very nice. And if people want to line up and watch the parade, where are some good spots for them to catch it?
You can start out at the Holiday Inn, and it stretches all the way downtown Fort Pierre. The parking gets a little tough. You got to maybe walk in a couple blocks, but there's a lot of places to crowd in and line up. I seen on Tuesday there's already pickups starting to back in and take their spots.
Getting ready to go for
everything.
Getting
ready to go, yep.
Very nice.
And this is Vern Thorson.
Well, welcome, Vern.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you here. So, if you know, what else do you want to let people know about the parade this year? Is there anything different other than maybe the way where it ends up?
Well, usually on my part, I get the rules, and I know we've had a lot of rules for this year, so I was going to leave them for last, but being I'm running late, we'll, you know, just say that everybody needs to come out and stand up for America. It's a wonderful thing. We have this at 10 a.m., of course, is a parade. The driving speed, we just ask that there's no gaps, and that's probably the hardest thing that I have to do to try to get them gaps. And it's really simple. Just follow the other person about two car lengths and keep everything moving, and that helps a lot. Throw in the candy. Keep it away from the vehicle for the safety of the kids. Watch for the kids. No shooting projectiles into the crowd, and don't spray all the electronic people, and leave the squirt guns for the people without the electronics, the camera people or whatever, radio.
Yeah, we don't want to electrocute them at all. That'd be a bad thing.
And we've had sometimes there's been, you know, if grandma's got the little one, it's not the day to baptize the grandma. She's lost right. A long time ago. So be cautious of that. The highway will shut down about 9:30 for the detour. So if you come early, you can just go down through town. Otherwise, Sail Barn Road becomes the highway detour. And we also have to make sure we don't block that. And then when you leave, pick up trash. And just have fun and enjoy the 4th.
Yeah,
I've got some thank yous after Darby's done.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a lot of fun. And what have you got for us this morning, Darby?
The horses and the flags.
Yeah, I went here to talk about getting a few horses and wagons to town for this. You know,
oh, yeah.
The sad thing is we're not cutting any hay and we're probably not doing much combining, but the good thing is you can saddle your horse and hook up your wagon and come on in and join us in the parade. So, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for horses. We're looking for flag carriers, as always, and we seem to always fall a little short of getting all 50 states represented, but hopefully this is our year.
That would be nice, yeah.
I would like to congratulate Bob Ricketts as our parade marshal. You know, I think he was on city council when I was a kid. So, you know, he's been around and
been at it for a while.
And we appreciate Bob, you bet.
Yeah.
We're going to line up just east of the old county shop. What's the name of that road?
Stanley Road,
yes. And anyway, we just invite everybody to come out and please carry a flag and help us celebrate the 4th of July.
Sounds good. And Vern, you said you had some thank yous you wanted to toss out there too.
Yeah, and one thing on the horses, Darby, that'd really be nice to see, and over the years when we have the whole 50 flags up with all the horses, that is one of the prettiest things you've seen when we can get that filled. So
right.
let's get a lot of horses out there for this year. The thank yous, the landowners for letting us use some of their land to line up, the people that donate the side-by-sides, the fire department, and especially for the 4th, they make it happen for us. Law enforcement, city staff, the announcers, and that's kind of it. But
there's a lot of people that make it all happen, and yeah, big, big thank you to everybody. And,
yep.
And of course, to the committee for getting things going and getting as best you can, getting everybody ready and set to go. And we're going to have some fun on the 4th.
Yes, we are.
We are.
All right.
Thanks,
well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and we'll see you out there for the parade.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
You bet. There's the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. Get ready. Come on out. We're going to have some fun in Fort Pierre for the 4th of July parade and all the festivities going on. The Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by VistaCare, the Pierre VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and May Adams.